Now, verse 20. And the Lord hath performed his word that he spoke, and I am risen up in the room of David my father, sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built a house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. Now, notice this tremendous dedication prayer here of Solomon. I'm not going to read all of it. I want to drop down just to lift out verse 27. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? Well, Solomon didn't understand God was going to dwell in that house. That's pagan, friends, to think God can dwell in a house. And we today have the pagan notion of calling the church God's house, not God's house. I tell you, God today indwells believers, not houses. And when believers are meeting in a church, God is there in the person of the Holy Spirit. But when they all go out and the lights have turned out, God's no more in that building than he's in any bar room in the place. Why, my friends, he doesn't dwell in a house. Now notice verse 29, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house, night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there. This is the place that you approach him. And this is the way we approach him today. What you shall ask in my name. My name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. Now, they were told that if they prayed toward that place, God would hear and God would answer their prayer. This is a very wonderful thing. Certainly, the prayer of Solomon reveals that no primitive notion of God. The temple now becomes the center of worship. And the world was to come to the temple to worship. Israel in captivity was to turn toward the temple and pray. God says that if you'll turn toward this, and that he would hear and forgive. That's verse 30. Now let me drop down here to verse 41. Moreover, concerning a stranger that's not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, and they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm. Then he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. Now, this is the place of worship, and Israel's witness to the world is different than ours. We are told to go to all the world. God does not meet man in any particular place. He'll meet him in any place today. But in that day, it was come, let us go to the house of the Lord, and the stranger would come from afar, as the Queen of Sheba, we shall see. She came, and this coming, my friend, reveals the fact that the way God was approached was by coming to Jerusalem. This was the way to God. All of that speaks of Christ and the cross of Christ, and that's the way to God today. He made it very clear, no man cometh to the Father but by me. It's not through a temple today. It's not through a ritual. It's not through a service, but it's through Jesus Christ today that we come to God.